We are now going to hear from the Maharishi some groovy thoughts for you groovy guys and gals in Radio Land this evening. Have mercy, have mercy.
We're not going to be able to have the government show us the way. So maybe we can show each other the way. Maybe you can show me the way. Maybe I can show you the way. And together we can find our way. And so here we are as Americans. In the dark without a flashlight for the most part. People we depend on and pay our taxes under, right, have left us in the dark. And the only way out of this is to band together, to come together. I'm telling you, it is. And if we can't do that, then it's a grim diagnosis. Pain in the morning, 10:30, the date of Friday, the day before Halloween, Halloween Eve. We used to call that Mischief Night around Philadelphia when I was growing up. And the cops were always out. We'll be out on Mischief Night, so don't do anything stupid. Okay, we'll just wait a day. You guys, the cops hang out the night before Halloween and patrol the streets. And on Halloween, we'll cut holy hell loose. We were finding ways to mess with the man when we were kids. And now nothing has changed. We're continuing to find the ways to mess with the man, to call the man on the carpet, the man being the FBI, the man being elected officials, the man being the federal government, the man being corruptocrats on both sides of the aisle. Of course, there is only one aisle in Washington, D.C. That's their aisle, not your aisle. It's them against you, the haves versus the have-nots. And what side are you on? Let me take a guess. The have-nots. That's the side I'm on. And we're seeing this play out time and time again. Welcome to the podcast. It's a Friday. Settle down. We're going to have a little bit of fun today, too. It's been a very serious week. We covered a lot of ground, and we caused a lot of trouble. And hell, as a journalist, that's all you can fucking ask for in a week. And we were up to our old tricks today. I tell you, they try to keep us down. They've tried to keep us down for 4 years now. It just doesn't work. We always find a way around these folks, whether it's a social media overlord, whether it's the FBI, whether it's corrupt politicians or trying to keep things quiet. We always find a way around. Easy to do when you're telling people the truth. It really is easy to do. I've said it, trying to hold the truth is like putting a hose in a bucket and then trying to put a lid on it, a running hose. It's not going to work. The truth is always going to spill out. It's always going to break out. And we have you folks out there to thank for that on the podcast, causing a lot of trouble today. And of course, last night, an epic show that we rolled out first. And basically, I just reskinned that sucker for the podcast today. But we rolled it out. I think it's one of my best shows on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And why am I talking without music? I don't know. How about some Freddie King? You know what we'll play? Have a little Hideaway by Freddie King. Friday. I'm talking without music. It just reminded me. It's like, hey, it's Friday. Play some music. Let's go. People in the mood for the weekend. Halloween weekend. And we'll be doing a Halloween show. The Pain After Dark. Inspired by one of my favorite movies, Hollywood Nights. I'll be pulling from that soundtrack, and we'll be shooting the shit Saturday night, live from Tubby's Drive-In. Getting back to what I was saying, we had an epic show we rolled out last night on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for our subscribers, a little treat. And I was in my professor mode using audiovisual techniques and documents and common sense for the most part, and of course good intel and good contacts. And if you missed that and you want to see that, jump in. We could use all the help we can get, all the support we could get. It goes a long way. We have a lot of new folks now listening and watching, and that's good because we want to grow, we want to spread. So thank you. I'm always very gracious. I don't forget where I came from. I came from nothing, baby. So I'm happy for everything I have in life, and I'm blessed. And I realize that, so. I try to stay grounded. The last couple of days have been really great, but it's back to the grindstone for us. And we don't have time to spike the football. Our country's at a crossroads. There's no fucking victory parades. It's back to the work, back to the grindstone. And that's kind of the way it has to be. These are trying times we're all in, and they're trying times ahead. No matter what happens on Tuesday, we're all in for, I think, more challenges ahead. I think these guys are going to try to keep us down. That's the overall plan, and we'll address that as it happens and as it rolls out. But thank you for the support on those two platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. It comes out to about half the price of a half a cocktail for a month of intel. I've been calling it the Intel Happy Hour. Back to Freddie King. I'm tore down. I'll tell you, by Thursday, with the voice is tore down. But you know what? It's held up pretty well this week. I don't know why that is, but I'll take what I can get. And again, I don't question it. When things are going well, I'm just thankful that they're going well. So again, thanks for the new folks who have joined our subscriber area. I think they're finding it very beneficial and worthwhile and a lot of bang for the buck. And I'll tell you what, you're helping us keep the lights on. This isn't some get-rich-quick scheme. This would be one of the worst get-rich-quick schemes ever. This is a slow build, an organic build. And that's the way it is when you're a truth teller. And that's our cross the bear, and we will bear it and carry it with pride. So thank you. And let's move into some news. It's been kind of crazy week. But you know what? It did slow down today. I'm not sure why. That could mean, when I say today, I mean Thursday. That could mean buckle up for a crazy Friday, a Friday before the election. Anything can happen, so keep your head on a swivel out there, like Anchorman. Really keep your head on a swivel. That escalated quickly. My mouse stopped working. Mouse, not mouth. If I said, I think my mouth stopped working. Hey, I warned you sons of bitches about that. I tell you, you gotta listen to these old blues. They call it the blues for a reason. Now, we had a big scoop last night, of course, about the FBI, about Ray, about Barr, about Hunter Biden. And then we broke that loose on the podcast. I reskinned that into podcast number 47. If you haven't listened to it, please spread that around if you like it. A lot of people are doing that today, so we appreciate it. But we might have caused a few problems for the folks in the FBI today, in the Justice Department, because they leaked out about 5:30 p.m. tonight, Thursday, that there is an active investigation of Hunter Biden based on the laptop. And they hadn't said anything for weeks, and then all of a sudden, after we put the spotlight on Ray and on Barr, and it's one thing if you put a spotlight on somebody and it doesn't get any traction, but when you put a spotlight on people and it gets traction, these people panic. They do. I know these guys. They're creatures of habit. They don't like it, so they try to spin it. Of course, if you were hanging with us on a regular basis, you'd know 7 days ago on the episode 46 podcast, we confirmed that there is an investigation of Hunter Biden, but the feds used a dirty trick. The FBI and DOJ used a dirty trick to rig the Hunter Biden laptop investigation. And we took you inside the feds' protection racket for the Democrats in episode 46. That was 7 days ago. So sometimes it takes a while for the media to catch up. We understand that. The important thing is that it's out there, and let's see where it goes. This is one of my favorite tunes. By Funky Destination. Very obscure song, but it's great. There's the voice. It's going. Let me take a quick drink of water. Yeah, so if you listen to episode 46 last week, you understand that there already is an active investigation underway. Big deal. If you have time, listen to that. I'm not going to recap it for you. But they use some dirty tricks, basically, to avoid having to label the investigation child exploitation or child pornography, etc. And they did the Biden family, the Biden cartel, the Biden, literally the Biden family, like the mafia family, did them a big favor. But their luck ran out last week when we blew the roof off of that, and then their luck really ran out this week, big time. Will anything be done? I talked to a congressman today. He said, Jesus Christ, where are you getting this stuff? I said, who cares? You guys going to do anything about it? I don't know. It's kind of hot. Fucking guys. Talk about a funky destination, D.C. You get down there, everybody's... It's like The Walking Dead, too. Insane. They moved the story tonight. FBI conducting a criminal investigation into Hunter Biden and associates days ahead of the 2020 election. The FBI reportedly has an active criminal investigation into Hunter Biden, the son of Democrat, blah, 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 blah. James Rosen, a reporter with Sinclair Broadcasting, tweeted on Thursday, less than a week before Election Day, the Bureau opened an inquiry into allegations of money laundering in 2019. Congratulations to James Rosen, but a reporter, Michael Moore / Thomas Pan, reported this a week ago. But our stuff's too hot for the mainstream. The mainstream is, it's like tapioca. It's like fucking white rice. So boring. These guys only basically share stuff with themselves. They're all in a cabal, all in a clique. And I hate to break the news to them. They are dying a slow death. They really are. So anyhow, you knew that a week ago, and let's move on. Like I said, we're not spiking the football. I'm just letting you guys know what's up, what's happening as a result of this. As Joe Biden would say, this is all malarkey. It's malarkey. Let's see what we got here. First headline, Joe Biden cuts off a reporter during a question about Hunter Biden. What are we going to play here for that? Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden cut off a Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Oh, man, that's messed up. I thought Biden said he was from Scranton. That's Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton. Pittston. All my coal mining brothers in Pittston, Pennsylvania. A buddy owned a truck stop up there I went to prep school with. His family owned a truck stop. Big truck stop. I don't know if it's there anymore, but we used to go up there. This is crazy. I'll tell you a quick story. A Wilkes-Barre hit the Scranton. Hit the diner. Big truck stop and diner. And bar and everything. I was the editor of my high school newspaper. And we had a story. My buddy Gary. He worked during the holidays, of course, at this truck stop and diner. His family owned it. Big place. Skyliner. The Skyliner Diner. I don't think it's there anymore. I think they sold it. But a lot of people know the Skyliner. And we used to go up here and cause trouble all the time at the Skyliner. He calls me up one night. He says, yo, you'll never guess who's in the diner today. I interviewed them for the school newspaper. I said, who? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What interview? I didn't tell you you could interview anybody. Who the hell do you think? He said, I interviewed the Clash. Joe Strummer, Mick Jones. They were in. The band was in eating breakfast with all the roadies and stuff. Passing through, I said, and you got an interview for the school newspaper? He said, yeah. I sat down, talked with him for like 15 minutes. I said, sweet. We're probably the only high school newspaper in the country with with an interview with the Clash. Anyway, he can't even. The old Skyliner, hijinks at the Skyliner. Anyhow, that's Joe Biden's alleged backyard. And even though it's not really, he moved out of there when he was a young kid, but he's giving a reporter up there a hard time. A reporter who was attempting to ask a question about his son, Hunter Biden, WYOU reporter Andy Mahalshik. What is he, some, he's just some Polack from coal country up here? God bless him. Calm down, I'm Polish too. He began saying, questions and controversy continue today about Hunter Biden, your son, before Biden jumped on him. Biden, there's no controversy about my son. That's a hell of a lie. That's a flat lie because the president has nothing to run on. It's classic Trump. There's no controversy. That's all a lie. Every Everything from Wall Street Journal, other major news outlets said what he is saying is simply not true about my son, but it's classic Trump. Okay, Joe. That's why the FBI is investigating him. Not that that's a big deal. That's why there are people coming out of the woodwork to testify against you and your family. The guy is completely insane. Can you imagine this guy's president? I can't. Trying to get some coffee going here late. Wake up. A little boost to finish out the week on a strong note. You've been there before. My wife says, don't drink coffee before bed. Yeah, okay. You want me to fall asleep on these nice people out here? I don't want to fall asleep on these nice people out here. So that's that. Unbelievable. And we'll have more similar stories on that as we proceed tonight. An interesting story. Glenn Greenwald resigns from The Intercept following a dispute over the Biden story. So,
take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way.
Johnny Paycheck on the loose on a Friday.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Glenn Greenwald, the crusading journalist, acclaimed censorship, but his former editors accused him of trying to publish unsupported innuendo on Biden. You know, everything's a conspiracy theory that the left doesn't agree with until it turns out that actually it wasn't a conspiracy theory. It was just a fucking conspiracy. There was no theory. Iconoclastic journalist Glenn Greenwald resigned from The Intercept on Thursday, signaling an abrupt an acrimonious end to his time at the publication he co-founded in 2014 with journalist Greenwald, who shared the 2014 Pulitzer Prize winner in public service for his reporting on National Security Agency domestic surveillance that was uncovered by contractor Edward Snowden, said his departure was related to a piece he planned to write about former President Joe Biden. You guys notice? Stories about the Bidens, man. It gets you thrown off these platforms, get you thrown out of your job. This is a time you guys need to depend on independent journalism. Because these other folks are in the fucking tank for these communists. Bought and sold. Take a step back from the last 2 weeks up until, I'd say, a week or two after the election. And look around in the media and you'll find out, you'll be able to see discernible lines of who belongs where, who's paid by who, who's a robot, who's bought and paid for, who's a puppet. They're outing themselves. It's a thing of beauty. I had a conversation today with Maria Albanese. She said, you don't even have to do anything. All these people are outing themselves. This is easier than when they found all those women's shoes in J. Edgar Hoover's FBI office. So Greenwald's gone. Let's find out what happened here. Wrong song. The self-producing aspect of the show sometimes goes downhill. In a lengthy note published on Substack, Greenwald said the publication refused to publish the piece on Biden in violation of my contractual right of editorial freedom. There's no editorial freedom. What did The Clash say and Know Your Rights? Number three, you have the right to free speech unless you're actually stupid enough to try it. He was, they wouldn't publish it unless he removed all sections critical of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, the candidate vehemently supported by the all New York-based Intercept editors involved in the effort at suppression. So you could publish your story. You just can't say anything negative about Biden. Oh, that's fun. What's next? We're going to play Pin the Tail on the Donkey? and beat a fucking pinata until Tootsie Rolls come out? Is this a fucking birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese's? Fuck out of here. You know, the problem is that The Intercept is published by another nonprofit. These guys work schemes. I have a problem with nonprofits and journalists and journalism. I do. If you're going to do it for money. You know what I mean? Of course, they do it for money. It's just a tax dodge. Anyway, I think Glenn will land on his feet. Did a hell of a bang-up job in 2014. Put his ass on the line, by the way. Took these fuckers on, head-on, the deep state. Before the deep state was a catchphrase. And it's not easy to take these guys on. They'll turn your life upside down. Just ask Glenn, don't they? Glenn, a native New Yorker, by the way. I have to say, the music is really good the last few days. I'm very happy with it. And I hope it shines through with what's going on with the stories. And you enjoy the matchups. Walmart removed all guns and ammunition from store displays this week, citing the possibility of post-election civil unrest and any looting that might accompany it. Wall Street Journal reports Walmart wants to head any potential theft of firearms and stores are broken into amid social unrest. Guns and ammunition are to be out of sight for an unspecified amount of time, probably permanently. A Walmart spokesperson said, "We have seen some isolated civil unrest, and as we have done on several occasions over the last few years, we have moved out our firearms and ammunition off the sales floor as a precaution for the safety of our associates and customers." Let me get this right. If your store is looted, why would there be any customers in the store whose safety would be put at risk? You think if your local Walmart's being looted, you're going to pop in for a fucking gallon of milk and some Nutter Butters? I don't care if there's a riot up there, honey. Give me my goddamn Nutter Butters and Fritos. These guys, they come up with these statements, right? They don't even make any sense. Yeah, this is, well, that tells you exactly. Somebody gave these guys the heads up that no matter what happens, there's going to be post-election civil unrest. And it's, I think it's more of an indication that the polls are wrong. All these pro-Biden polls and anti-Trump polls. We saw it in 2016. What makes you think that these guys are any better at what they do now? They don't have to be good. Anybody who got the intel wrong in 2016 like they did should have crawled under a rock and vanished. Not these dopes. They're back. They're back making more wild predictions. These guys are welfare queens. Anybody else who screwed up that badly would be out of a job unless you work for the government. But these guys are basically an arm of the government. Look at some of the polls, man. They're like 15% oversampled with Democrats. Joe Biden is up 8 points. You oversampled Democrats by 10 points. It's a dead heat, dummy. It's ridiculous. Let's just see how, you know, I've said to a lot of people, what do you think is going to happen? I said, I think I'm going to watch and I'm going to watch, see what happens. I'm not a fucking pundit who calls races. I'm an anti-corruption guy. We'll see what happens. I have my own opinions, but why am I going to share them before the election? Just my opinions. Who the hell am I to try to tell people who to vote for? That's their business, not mine. Moving on. So Walmart's had a heads up. somewhere along the line. We know that now, right? Headline, McConnell says Democrats have a 50-50 shot at taking the Senate. That's not good, but I don't think maybe he's, he might be posturing a little bit. What do we have for McConnell? Oh, how about something from the Turtles? McConnell said there are dogfights all over the country. Let's see what he says here. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell warned on Thursday the odds are 50-50 that the Democratic Party could wrest control of the Senate away from Republicans in an upcoming general election, saying races across the U.S. are simply too close to call, less than a week from November 3rd. Let's see if the pollsters are right, too, about that. Hard to say. I like how these guys always pretend that there's a difference between Republicans and Democrats at this level. I think McConnell cares what the balance is. He's still raking it in. These guys go down there. They make $1.50 a year, $2.20 a year. Right? They come out multimillionaires. One of the highest rated places to live per capita cost of living. And they come out multimillionaires. What does that tell you? McConnell was asked during a campaign stop in his home state whether he believes the GOP will be able to maintain control of the upper chamber. The Republican leader said that is up in the air as far as he's concerned. It's a 50-50 proposition, McConnell replied. This is a huge Republican class. There are dogfights all over the country. Republicans are defending 23 seats in Tuesday's election compared to Democrats' 12 seats. We'll see what happens. This story cites a lot of different polls and things that are calling things. These people don't know shit, so I'm not going to share it with you. Because their track record is brutal. Actually brutal. So, I say again, let's see what happens. The Turtles will tell you, happy together. Let's see what, they're all happy together down there in the Beltway, believe me. Republicans, Democrats, there's no such two-party system. Give me a break. Happy together. Happy together screwing us on a daily basis. I say in Philly, they have a saying, don't piss on my back and tell me it's raining. These are guys that are happy together just to do that to all of us on a daily basis. This one's very interesting. We go back to this maniac, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's gun was taken by Holly Biden. That's his sister-in-law or of his dead brother. It was thrown into a supermarket garbage can and went missing. Of course, no arrests were made, of course. Where's my... This is a good one. So we got 38 Special, the band, and the song is Hold On Loosely. Well, that sums up everything going on with Hunter Biden. Sometimes the song, everything just clicks. I'll tell you, it's amazing. You see it all around you. Good loving gone. Some good loving gone bad between Hunter Biden and his sister-in-law. Yikes. You know what's amazing? Just pause the music for a minute. Get a guy. Just think of how insane this is. How in the tank the media is. This guy's got a family. He's the vice president's son, the guy who's a front runner now for the Democratic Party for the office of the United States presidency. His brother dies, and he's got his own family. Hunter's got his own family. He shacks up with his brother's widow, and they have kids. So Happy Father's Day, Uncle Hunter. This is like, what? And this white trash band of traveling fucking train robbing gypsies somehow get a free pass in the media. Think about it. It's insane. There's no other word for it. This group of shanty Irish pikers, it's unbelievable. It really is. The media's like, oh, not a big deal. Oh, yeah. Having sex with your sister-in-law after your brother dies. Oh, that's cool. That's in a... I saw Alinsky say that was cool. I'm pretty sure it's in a Rules for Radicals. I mean, and then he's smoking crack and everything, right? And the dad, the old man's like, whatever. Give me my cut. Where's my cut? I mean, this is exactly how it works over there. Do whatever you want. Where's my cut? Give me my bag of cash. And the FBI's out to fucking lunch. The FBI, Ray is doing deals with the guy. Listen to Podcast 47, or if you're a subscriber, last night's show. He's doing deals with the guy. Barr's also making money on it. And then you wonder why they sat on the guy's laptop? This is a protection racket personified. Anyway, back to our normal programming. The Secret Service and the ATF visited a shop where Hunter Biden purchased a gun prior to any report being filed of a missing firearm. A source with knowledge of the situation has revealed to The Blaze that in October 2018, Hunter Biden's handgun was taken from his vehicle without his knowledge by Holly Biden, the widow of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's son, Beau. And she placed it in a garbage can outside a Delaware supermarket. You know why? You take the firearm away from a maniac before he hurts himself or somebody else. You know what happened with this, with Holly Biden? She got involved with this guy and was like, Jesus Christ, what did I get involved in? Hunter went Glenn close on her. Everything, instead of cooking the bunny, he was cooking meth. She put the gun in the garbage can because she got freaked out. Don't forget, she's got kids. 14-year-old daughter. Do the math. Images on Hunter's laptop. It's insane. Free pass. Free pass for the Bidens. Sexual exploitation. Sexual of minors. Pornographic images. No problem. Ray, log that laptop. Listen to episode 46. Log that laptop under money laundering. We don't want to open up a brand new child pornography case on the vice president's son, who my law firm, when I was there, was doing business with in an illegal deal between a Chinese energy company and a Russian oil company. We don't need to open that up. We don't want that to come out. Well, it's already out. Nobody else had the balls to put it out, so we put it out. After a subsequent search, the gun couldn't be found. And after law enforcement was contacted and both Hunter Biden and Holly Biden were questioned, the source said no arrests were made and no charges were filed. Delaware State Police on Thursday said the case was referred for a decision on prosecution to the Delaware Department of Justice. Oh, yeah. Where Joe Biden has appointed everybody, including his own son, Beau, his late son, who was the Attorney General of Delaware. The Delaware State Police. They should just cover that place up with a big rubber stamp. Protection racket. You think DSP, Delaware State Police, you think DSP is going to go against the Bidens? Giuliani kicked the laptop over, a copy of everything on a laptop to the Delaware State Police. You know what you should have done with it? Rudy, you should have thrown it in the same fucking garbage can outside the supermarket that Holly Biden tossed Hunter Biden's handgun into. Source also said agents from the United States Secret Service, as well as the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, visited the shop where Hunter Biden purchased a gun What a joke. Protection racket, guys. It's, you can't even make it up. I keep saying that. There's no other way to really. Let's move along. We are trucking, baby, on a Friday. Friday before Halloween. Woo! Some kids out there can squeeze out the some trick-or-treating. Any way they can, one way or another. We would have done it back in the day. If you didn't give us candy, you were in big trouble. We'll talk about that Saturday night. We'll have some fun. Let's stick to the news right now. Jim Biden, to a reporter, I don't want to comment on anything. This is Joe Biden's brother today. You bring up Hunter to Joe Biden and he snaps, and now Jim Biden's on the run. And where the hell is my music?
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
On Wednesday, when approached by a reporter from Fox News who asked him about Biden's family dealings in China, Russia, Jim Biden, the younger brother of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, refused to answer, saying, I don't want to comment about anything. Asked if he cared to answer questions, Biden said, nope. See, this is good. They went to his house in Maryland. You know, you know what happens when you show up at somebody's house? These guys? It's a game changer, okay? Jim Biden was a co-founder of the Cinehawk company with Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and also businessman Tony Bubulinski. When you show up at these people's houses, they don't know what the fuck to do. They pull a General Hochstetter on you. General Hochstetter, let's pull him in from Hogan's Heroes. You remember him? They get confused.
What is this man doing here?
Hogan? Oh, I assure you, Major Hochstetter, that...
Hogan, what are you doing here?
Pouring champagne.
He's pouring champagne, Major Hochstetter.
What is he doing here? This camp is commanded by Russians and prisoners.
You do get right to the heart of things, Major.
What is this man doing here? He pulled a Hochstetter. He show up at their house and they panic. It's really unbelievable in a way. But that's good journalism. Give him credit. I was talking to VM today, a buddy of the show, friend of the show. And I said, back in the day, man, if you dodge me, I show up on your fucking doorstep. Yeah, you think you can run from me in the office? Guess what? You're at home, 7 o'clock. I'm here with my family. This is unprofessional. Bullshit it is. I'll stake your ass out as long as I want to. You can't run from me. The Maryland home where the reporter queried Biden is linked to him in public records. Jim Biden co-founded Cinehawk with Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Other people who helped create the company included Rob Walker, James Gilliar, and former Navy lieutenant and businessman Tony Bubulinski. This week, Bubulinski told Fox News that Joe Biden's claims of ignorance regarding Hunter's business dealings infuriated him. Claiming he was introduced to Joe Biden as his business partner, Bubulinski said he met Joe Biden in Los Angeles in 2017. The meeting, he said, was set up by Hunter and Jim Biden. And we know the rest of the story. Listen to podcast episode 47. And we have the partial interview with Bubulinski on there that he conducted to kind of led us to the revelations about Christopher Wray and William Barr, and it's fucking beyond shocking. So they pulled a Hogan's Hero. What is this man doing here? On my doorstep. That's the way you got to do it, man. You got to get in people's faces. And in the Wild West, when residents got pissed off, they formed posses. Talked about this with VM today. And they'd show up in the mayor or the sheriff's doorstep, be like, you going to do something about this or you going to be in big trouble yourself? You understand? Please put the torches down, okay? This jail is made of all timber. Please put the torches down. Yeah? Might get back to that. You don't know what's going to happen out here. Might get back to that. Next up, as we move through the chaos, oh boy, this is, let's go a little Elvis Presley on this one. I'm live at the International Hotel, 1969, midnight show. Guy was playing three shows a night. A 9 o'clock show, a midnight show, and a 3 a.m. show. Celebrities from all over the world came in to watch this guy at the 3 a.m. show. They gamble all night, drink all night. They go over to see Frank Sinatra. Then they go over to see Elvis Presley. You want to talk about a night out? Fuck's sake. See Don Rickles, Sinatra, Dean Martin. And then swing over and see Presley at 3 a.m. Have breakfast. play a little bit at the tables and go to bed. Do it all over again the next night. Now you can't even go into a casino. It's insane. Without a dry cleaning bag on your head. What a joke. A conversation and words over dinner that incite hatred will be prosecuted, the Justice Secretary of Scotland has said. Now, yesterday we talked about this was going to happen in the UK. Words are all I have to get arrested during Thanksgiving dinner. That means this could get you into trouble. Hold the wire. This could get, this might get you locked up.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny fucking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
You're goofy. Don't piss me off, Art.
Clark, it's over.
Not according to Santa's watch, it isn't.
Now, come on, son.
Stay out of this, Dad.
Clark, I think it's best if everyone just goes home before things get worse.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
It could be trouble. That'll get you locked up now. Conversations over the dinner table that include hatred and incite hatred. I wouldn't be able to have dinner with my family. Must be prosecuted under Scotland's new hate crime law. The Justice Secretary has said journalists and theater directors should also face the courts if their work is deemed to deliberately stoke up prejudice. Humza Yousaf, the Secretary of Justice for Scotland, said. Yeah, that word, the name, nothing's more Scottish than Humza Yousaf. It's right up there with William Wallace. Imagine if Braveheart, instead of William Wallace, had had this guy say, I am Humza Yousaf. What? Fucking painted her face blue for this guy? Who the fuck is Humza Yousaf? So words will get you in trouble now. The Hate Crime and Police Order of Scotland bill. It's a new bill. They're trying to get passed into law. Will introduce an offense of stirring up hatred against the people with protected characteristics, including disability, sexual orientation, and age. Maybe you shouldn't wear a kilt then. I guess some good paint after dark one-liners. Put some fucking pants on. Instead, the guy wearing the pants in the family is Humza Yousaf. In all seriousness, guys like William Wallace. What the fuck? These guys fought for the country's independence. And from the stronghold and the death grip of England. Vicious bastards, by the way, the English. Don't kid yourself. These guys are vicious. Historically. I mean, for fuck's sake. And now you can't even say. And if you're a theater director, imagine that, or a journalist, And if your work is deemed to deliberately stoke up prejudice, you go to jail. Congratulations, Scotland. Oh, boy. Mr. Youssef. This fucking guy. What a lightweight. Youssef. Told the Scottish Parliament's Justice Committee that children, family, and house guests must be protected from hate speech. Yeah. Oh, okay. Here we go. Showing his true colors now. Humza Yousaf showing his true colors. Are we comfortable giving a defense to somebody whose behavior is threatening or abusive, which is intentionally stirring up hatred, for example, against Muslims? Oh, okay. Again, perfect example. These guys who get into these politics and these political positions, who are communist and insane, they don't care about the people and the constituents they represent. They only care about furthering their political ideology. And if it's wrapped up in a religious ideology and it's radical, that works too. So you see what this guy's doing here. If you're smart enough, I don't even have to spell it out for you. So just mere thoughts and words can deserve criminal sanctions and jail time. Yeah. One other place not to visit. Next thing you know, they'll have a warrant out for my ass and other people. It's literally insane. It's unfortunate as well. Yeah, you know, I wanted to cover this too, because yesterday they had all these tech hearings and things. About some fool's paradise from Oingo Boingo. All these tech hearings on the Hill. Just think about it. Think outside the box for a minute, right? Why would they have these Zuckerberg, Google's Pichai and Dorsey? Why would they have them on the Hill a week before the election? You know why? It's all a show, baby. Showtime. Showtime. It's all prearranged bullshit. Nothing's going to happen. You watch. I'm right. All part of the show, folks. A week before the election. Nice distraction. Nice distraction. A couple boogeymen before the election. It's going nowhere. Road to nowhere. A fool's paradise. As sung by Oingo Boingo. From Dead Man's Party. The album, Dead Man's Party. There's interesting stories on this all over the place. So they paraded a Zuckerberg, and they talk about Section 230. It's the federal law that allows the internet as we know it to function. And they bring these big tech poster boys up here, and they ask them stupid questions. They pepper them with dumb questions as a distraction. Another pointless hearing on the Hill. And people get all revved up on social media about it. Oh, man, something's going to be done, man. We're going to get some justice out of here. No, you're not. As I said in the previous story about Scotland, these guys are guided by twisted political ideology and personal ideology. You are a piece of crap to them. They buy you and sell you every day, and you don't even realize it. You're using their platform for free. You are the product. They sell your private information. They sell your metadata, who you visit, what you do. Everything that's going on your phone when you download their shitty app. They listen to you. Through your phone. And you approve of it. Then they send you ads based on what you're talking about around the dinner table, in the car with your kids and your wife and your family. They pipe ads to you based on that. They spy on you, and you lap it up. And you know who else they deal with? They sell a lot of this stuff to the government. And what they don't sell to the government, they give them for free. They don't even need a warrant or a subpoena. They just hand it over to them. Here you go. We're partners, right? Yeah. Yeah, you're partners. You guys think something's going to happen? Come on, smarten up, man. It's all a show. Why else would you have this a week before the election? Doesn't make any sense. Many of the people who are at this hearing might not even have a job in a couple weeks. So why would you? There's no legislation on the floor about tightening up against these social media companies. There's none. Guys, they're in bed with the government. Doesn't matter who's in the White House. I think we've learned that already. There's an entire government functioning behind who you think is in charge of the government, and the guy who's in charge of the government right now can't do much about it. It's so corrupt. This is a sideshow. The fact that people are wasting energy on it, when you're still locked in your house for the most part, and COVID, we're still living in the vice grip of COVID-19. And they bring this sideshow, this freak sideshow. The only thing missing was the skunk girl, the lobster boy, and the human blockhead, and the bearded lady. Well, maybe the bearded lady was there. Maybe. Am I spoken too soon? I think the bearded lady actually testified. Oh, unbelievable. Just go to the music on the next story about politics and talking about Pelosi and her friends. And what better song than this? Yeah. Good times. That's all you can do. Here's the question, right? Dishonest politics and coronavirus. Why people continue to trust the government and the government officials is a mystery. This is a good article on Reason. We find good stuff all over the place. Once in a lifetime. Unfortunately, we're going to go twice in a lifetime. They're going to come back, I'm telling you, with the new second wave. I could smell it in the air. I could smell it and soak in a lot of other people. You better stock up on food. You know what a good time to shop is? Election day. Tuesday. Do some shopping on Tuesday. Light crowds. Why people continue to trust government officials is a mystery. Often disconnected from the problems at hand, their policies also often contradict their supporters' frequently expressed beliefs. While suffering from cost overruns and increasing budget deficit, these policies handsomely reward themselves and their cronies, but not their constituents, not you. Good example is the latest attempt to pass yet another COVID-19 relief bill. House Speaker Nancy, I like my chocolates. My chocolates. Is everybody going to have their chocolates for Thanksgiving? Psycho. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Republicans' failure to agree to her $2.2 trillion bill malfeasance. Never mind that the White House's $1.8 trillion proposal was right up with hers. Yeah. You don't know what it told her? Oh, you want $2.2 trillion? Remember Caddyshack? Remember Spalding? At the turn? After the first night, I want a hamburger. I want a hot dog. I want a soda. I want... You'll get nothing and like it. I judge smells her ass. You'll get nothing and like it. It's right to help those low-income Americans hurt by the pandemic-induced recession. Yes, but the relief bill shouldn't cost anywhere near $2 trillion. We've already had $2 trillion. We've already had $2 trillion. Twice. I don't know what we're in for $7 trillion since the beginning of this thing. If you include the money the Fed's pumped into the stock market to make it inflate it. Think about this. When the economy was more solidly locked down back in March, unemployment was above 14%. Growth was collapsing. People were scared. And when politicians were throwing all the money they could grab at anything that crossed their minds, Congress passed the $2.2 trillion Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Today, unemployment is down by half. The economy is growing again. Pretty much everything is improving. But both the Democrats and the White House still want another $2 trillion. The $500 fucking bullshit, $500, $500 billion skinny stimulus bill proposed by Senate Republicans is more in line with the current circumstances. Oh, is it really? How about nothing? Nothing. We spent enough. Making matters worse, the White House and Democrats want to spend that $2 trillion on the same programs as before. That worked out well. All the flaws exposed in the previous approved programs, right? That worked out well. Mnuchin, his PPP, it just turned out it was just P, P-E-E, as in urine. This article goes on and on and on. It poses great questions. So again, why do people trust politicians? Our memories so poor and faulty? Case in point, during the last presidential debate, Joe Biden claimed that no one lost insurance due to the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. That's a bold claim to make and a bold-faced lie. The same statement was made by former President Barack Obama as he pushed for legislation before its implementation was once named the lie of the year. But Biden still felt it was safe to make such a claim. Well, he, in his defense, I don't even think he knew where he was. If it's the case that politicians don't really try to pass policies that will succeed, keep the deficit low, and tell the truth because they can get away with bad policies, misleading claims, and spectacular deficits, then shame on them. But if we keep letting them get away with this ruse and this scheme, then shame ultimately lies with us. Boom. I've said this before, as you know. Before this started, people didn't trust the government. Now all of a sudden they trust the government? I think that's called Stockholm Syndrome. When people take you captive and then you align with them and show them affection. Affection over a fake infection. What is wrong with people out here, man? The government is not fucking here to help you. They've screwed you at every turn. I don't get it. People want more government. They want more regulation. Guys, even for like the social media folks, okay? The overlords, the geeks, the communists. You want more regulation, do you? Think about it. Do you really think that's going to help you? How much regulation do we have now? Tons of it. Is it helping you? No. I've never seen Americans ask the government to intervene in so many things. How is more government better in any regard? It's not. It's not. Take a step back from the box and think about these things. Do you think if Twitter and Facebook are regulated by these idiots in D.C. that are paid and bribed by lobbyists for big tech? That's going to improve your experience on them? No. It's all rigged. We need less government in every facet of this country and of your life. Less government. Lower taxes. Not more. These guys aren't going to help you. They're not going to save you. And they're certainly not going to fucking keep you safe. Have we not learned this? The problem is there's a lot of cement heads in this country who think that the government's on their side and they're going to get helped, blah, blah, blah. Don't be a cement head. Let's see what we got here. Williams. Colleges slash budgets in the pandemic with nothing off limits. Colleges are bleeding, man. People are unenrolling. It's bad for them, right? So we have a quote on this. Hold on, we got something here. A one-armed bandit here is my own producer on the fly.
This year it's going to be different. This year we're going to grab the bull by the balls and kick those punks off campus.
What do you intend to do, sir? Delta's already on probation.
They are?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Then as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Double secret probation, sir?
There is a little known codicil in the Faber College Constitution, which gives the dean unlimited power to preserve order in time of campus emergency. Find me a way to revoke Delta's charter. You live next door. Put Niedermeyer on it. He's a sneaky little shit just like you, right?
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. If you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Liberal arts departments and graduate student aid and even tenured teaching positions are targets as the coronavirus case causes widespread shortfalls and chaos on college campuses. Ohio Wesleyan University is eliminating 18 majors. University of Florida trustees this month took the first steps toward letting the school furlough faculty. University of California, Berkeley has paused admissions to its PhD programs in anthropology, sociology, and art history. God damn it. That was one of my majors, anthropology and journalism. How dare them besmirch anthropology? As it resurges across the country, the coronavirus is forcing universities large and small to make deep and possibly lasting cuts to close widening budget shortfalls. But one estimate, the pandemic has cost colleges $120 billion. With even Harvard University, despite its $44 billion endowment, reporting a $10 million deficit that has prompted belt tightening. Yeah, $10 billion's a big deal when you got $44 billion. Fuck out of here. That's like losing a quarter in the car. Many colleges impose stopgap measures, such as hiring freezes and early retirements to save money in the spring. The persistence of the economic downturn is taking a devastating financial toll. I read earlier today that I think freshman enrollment's down, I don't know, 20%, 25%. That's bad. Very, very, very bad, obviously. What else we got for this? Aha! Lighten the mood a little bit here.
We'd like to do for you now a tune entitled Shamalama Ding Dong. So hit it!
Friday, you got to throw in some Shamalama Ding Dong. That was my, actually was my other major. What did you major in? Shamalama Ding Dong. You mind if we dance with your dates? A devastating toll financially, pushing many layoffs and furloughs of employees delayed graduate admissions, and even cut or consolidate core programs like liberal arts departments. University of South Florida announced this month that its College of Education would become a graduate school only, phasing out undergrad ed degrees to help close a $6.8 million budget gap. In Ohio, University of Akron, citing the coronavirus, successfully invoked a clause in its collective bargaining agreement in September to supersede tenure rules and lay off 97 unionized faculty members. They're not... There's no shamalama ding-dong for them for the holidays. We haven't seen a budget crisis like this in colleges in a generation, said Robert Kelchin, a Seton Hall University associate professor who's been tracking the administrative responses to the pandemic. There's nothing off limits at this point. And there you have it. What's the use of going to school at this point? I mean, I don't know. That has to play out. I still think, obviously, it's important for a lot of kids. Some kids are different. Some kids don't need school. They're self-starters. They're entrepreneurs. Bing, bang, boom, right? Many do need it. But if you're going to incur massive amounts of debt and get out of school and sit at home and go to school, and then you get out and you can't get a job, and you still and you're in debt, what the hell's the point? Am I wrong? I mean, I don't even know what's going on with this. This is something that has to play out. It has a lot of parents and a lot of students on edge, rightfully so. And more chaos in our country, to be honest with you. And it's disheartening on top of everything else we have going on. It's disheartening. We'll go back to some funky destination before we close this sucker out. I had fun tonight. I had fun this week. It was a good week. It was a grind, but man, I like working hard. Hey, you young kids out there, you want something, you better work for it. No free lunches. And some folks don't have anybody in their life to tell them that, except the cues from the media. The Hollywood crowd, the Instagram crowd, beautiful people, the influencers, fuck them, man. You know how you... Do you know how you become an influencer? That's like a term for a professional hobo. You want to be an influencer in a field? Fucking work. Bust your hump. Then make something of your life. There's a reason these people vanish and you never hear from them again. There was nothing there to begin with. They're paper tigers. Hey, thanks to the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. We're happy to be breaking our asses, and we're happy that you support that mission and that work ethic, and reward it and help us keep the lights on. And we're not funded by millionaires or billionaires, and I say this again, share our episodes and with whomever you can if you find them valuable. That's one way we can help grow this thing. And it is growing, so it's working. So I continue to say it. Also, if you haven't jumped in, feel free to jump in. Nose around a little bit, see what we're all about. It's a grind down here in independent media, but it is rewarding. I mean, it's rewarding. Have anybody to answer to? You write what you want, say what you want. Don't have to worry about pissing anybody off. You're not a robot. You're not bought and paid for. You can't put a price on that. Can't. I've been in journalism a long time and intel a long time. You can't put a price on that. Can't put a price on being completely independent. How many people out here can you say are completely independent? I don't know too many. I can count them on one hand, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I think it's you have to be exceptionally talented to pull this off. And we got good people here, man. We got great, great, talented people, great hooks. So we've been fortunate. But we've taken a lot of chances to put our ass on the line a number of times. And we just did it yesterday. But the market decides. The market still decides what's news, what's viral. Not these social media geeks and overlords. The markets will decide. So we appreciate you getting us around, doing it, helping us do an end run around these people and these sentinels who protect the rich and famous, are an integral part of the protection racket. We appreciate your help and your patronage on those platforms. Patreon.com/TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. We got a show coming tomorrow night. The Pain After Dark show. We'll do a Halloween episode. Shoot the shit. Play some tunes. And creep toward a day that will live in infamy. Election Day 2020. November 3rd, a Tuesday. And buckle up. So we hope to see you guys on the subscriber platforms tomorrow night. Until then, I'm out of here. And we'll see what happens today, what breaks today on Friday. I wish you all a good day, a good Saturday. And as I say at the end of every show, take care and God bless you.
Has a beard, running to me a crying when it throws you out, running to me a crying on your own again. You got that pure feel, such good responses, but the picture has a mustache. You come into me with that soulful look on your face. Come in looking like you never ever done one wrong thing. Soulful look on your face. You're coming looking like you never ever done one wrong thing. So many fantastic colors, I'm feeling a wonderland. Many fantastic colors makes me feel so good. Has a beard.